Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Jesse Smith, who is the Chief Operating Officer at CalArts, based here in Santa Clarita, California. Jesse, for the last 16 years at New Leaf, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, better lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices from your experience to help people and organizations be their best? But before you do that, please start though by telling us a little bit more about CalArts, what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Jesse, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Great, thank you. Good afternoon, Paul. I appreciate the opportunity to speak on Take 5. And I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about CalArts, which is, as we call it California Institute of the Arts, but we call it CalArts lovingly, that mysterious and creative place on the top of the hill on McBean. I'm currently the Vice President of Facilities and Operations and the COO at CalArts, and I've been a part of the Institute for about 15 years. And I will say that CalArts is an amazing place to work. Just to give you a little history, CalArts was founded by Walt and Roy Disney in 1961, right here in Santa Clarita Valley. Walt Disney conceived of a new school for nurturing future generations of creative talent, kind of a multidisciplinary community of the arts, built around the real life experience of working artists instead of conventions of the academy. He envisioned CalArts as a radical reinvention of the arts education, where the artistic métiers could coexist and could cross-pollinate under one roof. One of the interesting things about CalArts is that we have one main building, which is 750,000 square feet, which holds multiple theaters, dance studios, music venues. So it's a cacophony of different art things, and all of the artists are in one place. He also envisioned that the pedagogy is based on a spirit of constant experimentation, openness, dialogue, and close mentorship. The métiers that we currently have, we call the métiers, they're also called schools, but with that, métiers is the word we use. We teach music, theater, dance, visual arts, critical studies, and film video, which also includes animation. Over the past 50 years, CalArts has grown into a community of over 2,100 students, faculty, and staff across six schools, and we have 70 programs. I would say that our educational and business best practices fall into two key areas. One is collaboration, and the other is communication. The key to any successful venture is collaboration. Walt Disney saw that the entertainment industry was moving in a more collaborative and layered art form back in the 30s, where music, movement, visual arts, and acting were blended into a kind of symphony of visual, auditory, and sensory experiences. Think today about a production like Hamilton, how they use dance and acting and singing, you know, stagecraft, all of that, how that all intertwines into a much more layered and positive experience. CalArts was also created in the Santa Clarita Valley so that it was far away from the prying eyes of the corporate and business interests so that the artists could explore and dare and try new and unconventional work. I think it was very important for him to have that kind of purity of thought and experience. So CalArts was never meant to be a trade school, but more of an experimental school, kind of an MIT for the arts, you could say. I think the clearest example of the collaboration vision that Disney had were the films Mary Poppins and Fantasia. You could see how they used animation, live action, music, you know, all of those things kind of came into it. I think Fantasia was the peak of where he was trying to use some of the backing of what CalArts was supposed to be in creating that. The second key to our success is communication. And one of the tools that our teachers use with our students is something called a critical review, which we call the critique of the artwork by the artist and the mentor. It's important to express the meaning and the theory behind the creative process. All of CalArts faculty are working artists who are engaged in the industries they are in, either developing or producing work or in showing in galleries. Students are assigned one faculty mentor who helps them develop their work style and their philosophy. And students are also seen as peers at CalArts, and critique and review are an important part of communicating not only their ideas and theories, but the practicality of what it is they create. At CalArts, artists are free to experiment and develop their unique form of expression. I think a very clear example of how this kind of collaborative and communicative thing would be working on a film set or a theater set where you have multiple artists working together to create a finished project. Like you have a director, a cinematographer, an editor, actors, screenwriters, lighting design, sound, music, all of them collaborating on a common goal to create this film at the end. As far as our operations here, all of CalArts faculty and staff work in a student-centered platform where we help artists explore their style, process, and performance. We work very collaboratively to support their vision and mission and help them communicate that vision to the larger community. I'll leave you with one final quote from Walt Disney about his goal for CalArts. CalArts is the principal thing I hope to leave when I move to greener pastures. If I can provide a place to develop the talent of the future, I think I will have accomplished something.
Jesse, thanks ever so much. And just on a personal note, it's so wonderful to learn a little bit more there about CalArts that I just didn't know before. And on behalf of everyone who watches these, thank you for your very clear and pragmatic ways to help people and organizations be their best, make their best contribution in the world. Really do appreciate that. Just as a message to viewers and to listeners, do please check out the events page of our website for the free webinars that we have coming up on a pretty consistent basis. And Jesse, I know you're in Colorado right now, and as you know, I'm in your backyard at Santa Clarita. Could I offer you a virtual high five?
Virtual high five.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
Thanks, Paul.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.